This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom topped expectations to devour $150 million in North America. While it fell short of its predecessor's record-shattering $208 million launch, the Chris Pratt-led movie has already brought in $711 million worldwide. Now the question is, how long can they keep this franchise going? As long as they can. Cardi B and Offset have been secretly married since September. Yep. The minister who officiated their wedding says they never even made her sign a non-disclosure agreement. She's just really good at keeping a secret. Minister Melinda Guest was totally caught off guard when their team called and asked if she'd do the honors. By the way, those two didn't even dress up. Tacky! Good news for everyone who worked on the original reboot of Roseanne. They've all been invited back for Reboot 2.0, except for Roseanne, of course. All crew members who worked on the show that got canceled after Barr made that racist comment have also been contacted about returning to join the Conners spinoff. Yep, a happy ending in Hollywood. No, not that kind. Ariana Grande's BF, Pete Davidson, is set to star in the upcoming drama Big Time Adolescence. The film will begin shooting later this month. Big Time Adolescence tells the story of a teenage boy coming of age in his suburban town under the destructive guidance of his best friend, played by Davidson. Gee, will they be married and divorced by the time the film comes out? Stay tuned! Former Game of Thrones co-stars Kit Harington and Rose Leslie were married with a church service and a celebration at the bride's ancestral castle in Scotland. Guests included the pair's Game of Thrones co-stars Peter Dinklage, Maisie Williams, Sophie Turner, and Emilia Clarke. The couple met on the set. Yep, nothing like a couple meeting on set and engaging in medieval nudity. Hey, if you mess with Selena Gomez, be prepared to pay the price. After Stefano Gabbana left an incendiary insult under an Instagram photo of the 25-year-old pop star last week, writing, "I proprio brutta," which roughly translates to, "She's so ugly." Celebrity stylists are purging their racks of all samples bearing a Dolce & Gabbana label. Why would he do that? Idiot. Actor Michael Rapaport stopped a guy who was trying to open the emergency door on an airplane mid-flight. The atypical star jumped out of his seat and rushed toward a guy yelling and grabbing at the door handle. By the time some passengers noticed, Michael had him by the collar and pulled him away from the emergency door. He said he thought it was the toilet. Okay, no more alcohol for that guy. Another one bites the dust. Sam Smith has split from his boyfriend, 13 Reasons Why actor Brandon Flynn, after 9 months as a couple. They started dating shortly before the release of his second record, The Thrill of It All, in November. They blamed their busy schedules on the breakup. Sam is on tour in the U.S. through November and can ease the pain with groupies. His loyal fans. Saturday Night Live is off for the summer, but that hasn't stopped Alec Baldwin from planning ahead. Yep, the actor, who won an Emmy last year for his impersonation of Donald Trump on the show, invited First Lady Melania Trump to, quote, "come over to the light," unquote, and join him on air this coming season. Couldn't they just have a wax dummy sit next to him? Ty Dolla $ign tried to get a blind woman moved out of her seat on an Air Canada flight because he was allergic to her seeing eye dog. Ty approached the woman who was seated behind the rapper with her dog and tried to get them removed from the plane before takeoff. When the woman offered an allergy pill, he refused, saying he had to perform. Well, she did not move.
That's you!
Nick Loeb never gave up his battle against ex-fiancée Sofia Vergara over their frozen embryos. Loeb filed a new suit in Louisiana that Vergara says should be tossed since the case has no connection to the state. But Loeb's lawyer said that Nick's now moved to the Bayou State and is trying to have the embryos implanted in another woman. Weird. You know, you can't make this shit up. Katherine Heigl has apologized for taking selfies in front of gravestones and posting them on Instagram. She took the bizarre pictures and put them online, prompting an outcry from her fans. Katherine was visiting the grave of her brother, who passed away in a car accident at age 16. During her visit to the cemetery with husband Josh Kelly, she posed in front of a number of headstones. Bad idea. Fixer Upper stars Chip and Joanna Gaines may have called it quits on their show, but they're not slowing down in the family department. Chip posted a photo comparing his belly to pregnant Joanna's with the caption, "Gaines, party of seven. If you're still confused, we are pregnant." They already have four kids between the ages of 7 and 12. Guess they needed another farmhand. Has been. Heather Locklear is back in rehab after another arrest. The 56-year-old actress was arrested after kicking an officer at her home. Police wanted her to be evaluated due to her level of drunkenness, so while the EMT was evaluating her, she kicked him as well. Locklear's family is relieved that she'll get more help. She's also facing a variety of charges from earlier offenses. Get help now. The Trash Bin. The ex-girlfriend of slain rapper XXXTentacion, who accused him of routinely beating her, threatening to cut out her tongue and rape her, was kicked out of his memorial. "So damn disrespectful. I can't believe people," Geneva Ayala wrote on Instagram. By the way, he was awaiting trial for the assault charges against her when he was gunned down. Nope, you can't make this up either.
The news wrap-up.
Uber is allowed to operate in London again after a judge overturned its ban, but they're on probation. Facebook is reversing the broad ban on cryptocurrency advertising that it instituted in January. Google Home now speaks Spanish and is launching in Mexico. Facebook is recruiting mapping experts to help map out the world so it can reach the most remote corners of it. Hey, Borneo, we want to friend you!
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is the number one movie for a second week.
The number one album.
Pray for the Wicked by Panic at the Disco enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
It's heads up for another week.
The number one book.
The President is Missing by former President Bill Clinton and James Patterson is the number one book.
Bebe Rexha is having a great year. Her collaboration with Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be, has spent 30 weeks at number one on the Hot Country Songs chart, surpassing Taylor Swift's We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together as the longest-running number one song in the chart for a lead female artist. The song has sold 1.1 million copies in the U.S. She also had a big hit with G-Eazy, Me, Myself, and I. She's also written songs for many artists, including Selena Gomez and Calvin Harris. We think she's a bona fide star, and now she's back with another hit song. Here's Bebe Rexha with the song of the week, I'm a Mess.
Nobody shows up unless I'm paying. Have a drink on me, just to the fair.
Bebe Rexha with the song of the week, I'm a Mess. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.